Chapter 37, Creating a Compelling Vision. So, what makes a strong and compelling product vision? Customer-centric. The product vision is one of our primary tools for keeping the organization truly focused on what the customer cares about. Realize that we already have company objectives, typically describing how we want to grow the business and/or reduce operating costs, a company dashboard that shows us the various indicators of the health of the business, and team objectives that tell each product team what company or customer problems we need to solve. So we generally know how our work is intended to benefit our company, but we also know that none of this will likely occur if we don't solve problems for the customer. While we need to understand the impact on our company, we need to never forget that all of the benefits derive from providing real value to our customers. I can't begin to count the number of failed products I've seen that would have provided real benefits to the company if only the product had managed to be valuable to actual customers. When we tell the story of the product vision, we do so from the perspective of our users and customers. The idea is to demonstrate how their lives will improve in some meaningful way. When I work with a company on their product vision, one of the very first things I do is find a very strong product designer to collaborate with. She may be a senior product designer, or she may be the leader of the design organization. Or, if the product design organization does not yet have someone with sufficient experience, this is one of the rare cases. I will encourage the product leader to engage with an experienced product design firm for the purpose of the product vision and creating what's known as a vision type, described later. Our job as the broader product organization, then, is to figure out how to deliver on the promise of the vision. This requires an intentional product strategy and years of continuous discovery and delivery. North Star. The product vision, done well, serves as the North Star for the product organization. Just as the North Star can guide people to their destination even when they're scattered across the globe, the product vision provides this purpose for all of the product teams, no matter where they are in the organization or on what piece of the larger product they're working. As soon as a company has grown to the point where there are multiple product teams supporting many customers with their constant needs, it is very easy for each product team to get caught up in their own problems and their own work, losing sight of the overarching goal. The product vision represents the common goal and constantly reminds us of the larger purpose. For example, explaining how we'll address global warming by providing the world's first mass-market electric cars. Your team may be responsible for one component of the product vision, but we need each and every product team to understand the bigger picture. Ultimately, what is the end game? How does the work of my team contribute to this larger whole? Be sure that every member of your product teams understands the answers to these two critical questions. And just to be explicit, it makes no sense for each product team to have their own product vision. That would totally miss the point. The product vision is meant to be the common goal. Scope and time frame. Many companies make the mistake of describing a product vision that is not ambitious or meaningful enough. This is especially true when the product vision reads more like a roadmap of features. The product vision stands little chance of being perceived as compelling or meaningful if the team thinks it's just a matter of a few features. The product vision describes the future you are trying to create. In what ways will you improve the lives of your customers? You are not trying to explain how you will get there. That is to come from the product strategy and the product discovery work. For now, we are just trying to describe what the end state is and why it is so desirable. Your roadmap is just a set of features and projects that you believe might help you get there. Normally, the time frame for the product vision is between 3 and 10 years out. Very complex products and devices are at the longer end of this range. Leveraging industry trends. There are always emerging trends, typically enabled by new technology. There are also fads that get some hype for a while, then fade away. As product leaders, you need to decide which are trends and which are fads, and, most important, which trends have the opportunity to substantially help you deliver innovative solutions for your customers. Most of the time, our product vision leverages one or more major industry trends. Examples of major technology trends as of this writing include mobile, cloud computing, big data, machine learning, augmented reality, Internet of Things, edge computing, and consumerization of the enterprise. Note that industry trends are not limited to technology trends. There are other trends that are critically important, such as changing behaviors of groups of users and changing buying patterns. I can only guess at what the major trends will be in 5 to 10 years, but I'm certain there will be several additions to this list. Interestingly, I am also quite confident that most, if not all, of this list of current trends will still be relevant in 5 or 10 years. The real trends are not fleeting. Remember that customers don't care about our technology. They care about how well we solve their problems. So while we may make a bet on specific technologies, we must always keep in mind the purpose of that technology is to solve problems in ways that customers love. Sidebar: who owns the product vision? The head of product is responsible for ensuring the organization has a compelling product vision, as well as the product strategy that can deliver on that product vision. That said, the reality is more nuanced than that. First, in order to come up with a compelling product vision, the head of product will need to work very closely with the head of design and the head of technology. The product vision is a critical collaboration between the customer experience, the enabling technologies, and the needs of the business. It will likely require the talents and best efforts of all three. Second, to succeed, the CEO, or GM for a business unit in a very large organization, is going to need to feel a very real sense of ownership of this product vision. In many startups, the CEO is the effective head of product, so this happens naturally. But in other companies, the head of product needs to involve the CEO enough that she feels a true connection to this vision. Realize that the CEO will need to sell this vision literally thousands of times, to investors, to the press, to other business leaders, and to countless prospective customers. And she is effectively putting her job and reputation on the line each time. That doesn't mean the CEO needs to create the product vision, but she does need to be included, and the product leader needs to ensure her concerns are addressed. Good product leaders are skilled at helping others feel shared ownership.